Nudged Audiobooks presents Don't Tell Him I'm a Mermaid by Laura Kirkpatrick, narrated by Imogen Comrie. Chapter 1. The Faulty Thingy-Majigger. Molly Seabrook's favourite thing about being a mermaid was sharing the unlikely secret with her sisters. She had four of them in all. And even though Molly found at least 75% of them deeply irritating, it was quite nice to have a special family bond. Plus, if any of them stole your white chocolate, you could slap them in the face with your tail, which was definitely a perk. The worst thing about being a mermaid was almost everything else. Kitty Wakekeep, the wonky old lighthouse they called home, was in pandemonium. Mum had, for reasons unknown, finally decided to attempt to fix the broken dishwasher. The broken dishwasher had been broken for years, but it didn't particularly matter, because its primary purpose was not to wash dishes. It was to disguise the trapdoor hidden beneath it that led straight into the sea. In any case, Mum had obviously got tired of the endless stacks of mugs beside the sink, so she rolled up her sleeves, donned her rubber gloves, and took a wrench to the faulty thingy-majigger. It did not work. The dishwasher was now essentially a furious geyser spraying water all over the kitchen. The swordfish wallpaper was drenched, the sink was overflowing, and Molly felt like she was trapped inside a washing machine. Myla, her eldest sister and a literal genius, was frantically leafing through the manual, which was now dripping wet and bleeding ink, as though it contained the key to her Cambridge entrance exam. Margot, the second oldest at 16 and a notorious practical joker, found the entire thing hilarious and was currently live-streaming it via YouTube. Melissa, Molly's painfully earnest 14-year-old roommate, was lecturing Mum on the importance of hiring professionals. Minnie, who was 6, sat at the sodden kitchen table and laughed like a hyena for around 20 minutes. Unfortunately, the room was becoming so wet that the inevitable was surely about to happen. They were about to transform into mermaids, as they did whenever they got too close to a body of water, or puddles, or broken toilets. They were about to transform, and Minnie did not know their secret. "Minnie, can you please go and fetch the house phone?" Mum asked in a strangled voice, as she accidentally swallowed another mouthful of manky dishwater. "Are you phoning the water police?" Minnie cackled. "Yes," Melissa sighed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?